This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? We're in Dallas, Texas today. What's the temp? I don't know if it's 90 yet. It was so humid, like at 7 this morning. Unbelievable. Now, I'm not complaining. In fact, I have to admit that the warm felt pretty good because now after a few days of the cooler weather, you're starting to say, is this it? Are we done? Is it over? Oh, say it ain't so. I hope it's not the case, but...
Why do I feel like you're going to try to go to Texas every week during the show come January and February?
Might have to do that. Duty calls, Todd. Duty calls,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Early September, 90-some-odd degrees, doesn't sound all that alluring, but in January, it's going to sound really nice.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. No, I can't find the temp, but trust me on this one thing, it's warm! Anyway... 58 sunny in Fargo. What's it in Bismarck right now?
61 and sun.
That's not bad. You know, I don't mind that. That's some good weather right there. Right?
And I show 87 in Dallas. How is it? I got the temp in Dallas and you don't near there and I'm here, but I don't know, whatever.
Fingers aren't working on the stupid
and 52% humidity, so at 87, that probably seems a little...
I got Erskine at 54 and sunny, but I, you know, Bismarck at 60 and sunny, but I can't get Watford City mostly sunny, 62. It's going to be 88 in Watford today. It's still summer there.
Why don't you hang on until Saturday in Big D where it'll be 102.
Ooh, 62 and sunny in Tioga. Anyway, yeah, there's still some summer left here. I'm looking at Minot, 63 and sunny, 80 today, in the 70s for the rest of the week here till Saturday and then cool off. So it's not bad. Not bad at all. Anyway, we are in Dallas today for conversations with the leadership of Energy Transfer. Started with Kelsey Warren, the chairman and CEO. We'll talk with Matt Ramsey, the chief operating officer, actually, of Energy Transfer, coming up here in a little bit. And talk a little bit about some numbers behind the Apple. These are folks we've gotten to know ever since the, what should we call it, Todd? We need a phrase for it. That chapter in our lives, we'd all like to, have that have back. I know ranchers would around
South of
Mandan and a lot of other folks. It was a challenging time of the state. There's no doubt about it. And I should say I've said this before, but probably bear saying whenever this topic comes up. I'm kind of with Kelsey. If you're somebody who disagrees with me, has a different opinion, and you have an informed hey, here's why I don't like it. That's fine. I mean, that's great. I mean no harm to anybody. I know there were a lot of local Native Americans that got swept up in that sort of swoosh from the sellout of some of the leaders. Can't remember who they are, but their initials are Dave Archibald and others that, people got swept up in it, because it all became, I'm not going to casino anymore. I'm not, wait a minute. Why are we taking it out of the casino? Right? Or an act there or, a little gaming fun or whatever. Because this is somebody from San Francisco and New York and somewhere else that cooked up this whole thing. So, I think the majority I'll say this. The Native American folks that I talk to say, our problems are poverty, our problems are health care, our problems are addiction, our problems are, I got to go way down the list till I'm concerned about the water that a train goes over and has forever. Now I've got to go down and say, what's the percentage risk of failure in a pipeline versus the train? And so that problem ends up down to about $499,500 on your list of major concerns. But, those kind of folks don't make very good TV news snippets, you know, and social media posts. So anyway, enough on that. What do you want to talk about here? We got some time, 800-228-0550. We're talking earlier a little bit about gun control. I am looking for somebody to tell me I'm wrong to think that since 65% of gun violence in this country is caused by suicide. That's 65% of all gun violence is suicide. To say that's a problem we ought to talk about. Let's talk about that. Let's spend some bandwidth on that. Let's think a little on that. It's kind of on my mind today after hearing that stat, but anything else goes. 800-228-0550. I'll tell you something else on my mind. And Todd, you know, you see this because you do a lot of social media stuff and managing the iHeartMedia stuff and watching what's happening. And in the radio business, you know, I mean, social media interaction is important. You know, we want to expand our footprint, if you will, any way we can. If that's from a newsletter, if that's from social media, if that's from, you know, you name it, whatever. In addition, obviously, what's on the air. It's important. So I enjoy people that comment on the things that that I post, and every once in a while we'll dip my toe in the water and go there and converse with people. But every once in a while somebody will tag me on some other story, and it pulls me into a whole other world. And, you know, I will admit 100% this is stupid on my part. I am so dumb to do this, but I do. I respond to some of this nonstop stuff, and I enjoy it. It's not. You're not irritating me. I don't like. I honestly enjoy the back and forth. But the stupidity, the pettiness, the meanness, the keyboard warrior. Oh, am I tough behind a keyboard mentality? Never ceases to amaze me. So I very often come away from that experience saying, this is dumb. This is a waste of my time, energy, everything else. Even though, you know, look, it's part of what I do. Part of what I do is having conversations on social media. This is fine, but I'm not very often better for it. Are you, Todd? You enjoy the experience?
Oh, it's that is a black hole I hate going through, but and easily drawn into it, though.
Todd defended me, actually, yesterday. So I put up a post, and the post was from World Net Daily about how the ex-husband of Ilhan Omar has confirmed that she married her brother on paper only, I think he called it, to be able to be fraudulent with her immigration status. And somebody starts ripping me. All I did was post it and say, hey, how about this? Here we go. Stay tuned. You know, this is going to get interesting. And I guess that person that you defended me against thought I authored it or something, right? Like, hey, he didn't own WorldNet Daily. He just posted the article.
Or it may just be one of those people that no matter what you post, they're not going to be happy, whatever.
Yeah, they're triggered.
But yeah. Don't connect you with the news source, whatever it be it WND.com or whatever. I mean, come on. You're quoting a source. I get that every once in a while, too. Oh, I'm like, what? I'm the New York Times, or whoever, you know. Just
a little exercise, though. A friend of mine, Tony Bender, a political opposite newspaper publisher down in Ashley, he has kind of thought-provoking posts every now and then. He's got a tribe of folks that kind of comment, and every once in a while, some one of them will tag me or whatever. And so I'll venture into Tony's world a little bit. I actually like going back and forth with Tony because they're informed questions and whatever, and has a different opinion. But I actually counted them up one time, and I realized I'm playing ping pong with about 9 people. Okay, it's the same 9 people who ping pong back and forth and think they're. And then you say, "Is my time worth this? I mean, I'm not changing anybody's mind here. I've got a radio show. I got my own social media. I'm just going to stay there. I'm just going to stay there because there's a level of anger out there, folks, that really is unhealthy. It's that's why I bring this up.
The other
it's not
thing
healthy.
Imagine how you'd feel if you disconnected from all social media for like a month. How you'd feel.
Let's get Mark and Hazen in here before the break. Mark, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, I got an interesting observation on this hurricane. You remember the days leading up to the hurricane where radio talk shows, our pastors, preachers, everybody was talking about praying for the people in the path of this hurricane.
I do, yeah. So it's a good practice, good idea, good advice.
Exactly. Now what I'm hearing is, oh, these people overreacted. It was not a big deal. It wasn't, you know, turned out to be a nothing burger. Does anybody ever want to give credit to God for maybe diverting and weakening this hurricane?
Well, I do. And yeah. And obviously you do, and that's all that really matters, because it's a very good point. I thought of that, you know, I forget who, but somebody triggered me to say, you know what, that's right, we've got to add this one to our prayer list here, because, yes, it's barreling down on Florida, but it doesn't have to, it could turn, and it did!
It did
take a turn, so I'll give credit to God, and prayer is heard. Absolutely, Mark, good. 100%. Couldn't agree with you anymore, and I hope maybe we've caused a few others to do that. But see, here's the deal. Sadly, some people just don't live in that world. They don't. That isn't part of their DNA. I honestly pray for them because you know.
I've got one more comment.
Can you hang on, Mark? I want to give you time for that remark, and we're going to a break here, so I don't want to shortchange you on time. Hold tight. Your other comment when we come back on the break. I have something I want to say on the hurricane too. That we'll add to this next.
Anyway, is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota. Tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson. For where we're at, western North Dakota, yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Ferrinelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
The most productive combines in the world just became the most affordable. Harvest this fall with a used Gleaner combine from Butler Machinery and save with super low financing. You'll get 2.5% financing for 60 months on a used Gleaner combine. And that's not all. You'll get the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance with the grain-saving, fuel-efficient features of a Gleaner. Check out the used Gleaner combines online now at butlermachinery.com. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you heard about CJ and the team at Dak Diesel? Have you possibly got a tractor, semi-truck, a pickup truck that needs a little help? They are the master of diesel repair, the master of diesel maintenance. Dak Diesel shop in Bismarck, but I'm telling you, they're renowned now. Say why. People are literally bringing vehicles from all over. And CJ and his team will go on house calls when necessary as well. So they really, they go above and beyond. Great maintenance services for diesel vehicles and the repair like nobody's business. DakDiesel.com or call for an appointment now, 701-258-5011. Back on What's on Your Mind, let's chat with Mark and Hayes. Mark had more to say. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that boat accident out in California, and my hearts and prayers go out to those people and those families. But that is the reason I sold my high-capacity boat earlier this year. Just saying.
What is? What's the reason?
Because I didn't want to risk my family and friends in a boat that would carry a lot of people.
Oh, when you say high capacity, how big was yours, Mark?
It would hold 8 people.
Is that right? And yeah. So that you're saying that worried you, just the what ifs of having that many people on boat and what could, yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Sad deal. Now this is a commercial one, it sounds like, and I've heard some experts say that, you know, there's like no boogeyman here. It just is so darn rare. Number one, they're saying, and number two, if they were way up top and the fire was, you know, in the middle, there very possible there's no way for them to get down. It just sounded horrible when they're trying to call and get out, and yeah, brutal.
Right. But
can
but
I show
you the cause of the boat or the fire was human error. There's no doubt about it. And I'm not saying that in a sarcastic way, but it was neglect by somebody on some issue. And, you know, you hope and pray that it doesn't happen again. But
somebody said something about a cell phone battery or something, or a camera battery.
That's possible, yeah.
But you're saying even if that caused a fire, then there should be somebody close enough to that with a fire extinguisher or whatever that when you got to go with people like that.
Somebody's got to be held accountable, and I'm surprised Trump hasn't been held accountable yet.
Well, just wait. It'll come. Yeah, I think Beto O'Rourke is working on that. So, Mark, here's my theory on the hurricane. Well, not so much a theory, this is evidently the worst and strongest hurricane to hit the Bahamas and head for the coast since 1935. Have you heard that?
Yes.
So if this one is caused by global warming, was that one caused by global warming? Was there human error to blame?
Yeah. Climate change, and I'm sure it's the suburban I drive has contributed to that problem. So I'm probably.
But I don't remember many suburbans in 35.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I'm thinking that we might have finally put a stake in that stupid argument. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it very much. Jeff in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
See, I'm reading this morning. Brazil's lining up to buy wheat, corn, ethanol from us. With no tariffs. Well, that's kind of clever because we're at 10-year lows on grain prices, and they're going to buy it from us on the cheap, and they're going to sell it to China. They won't even take it. They'll go right on the boat here and go right to China via them. So who paid the tariff here? Agriculture did.
Well, in that case, I guess I would agree that there. I'm fascinated to try and figure out, you know, okay, if I buy a Apple Watch, and I have one, actually. So I buy one today, and then I buy one in a month. Am I going to pay more from the Apple Watch for the tariff? I mean, that's what some are saying are happening as a result of the tariffs. I think that's, in my mind, Jeff, kind of a fool's errand. I say that for the following reason. Nobody wants the tariffs indefinitely. Nobody's saying these tariffs are going to be there forever. The tariffs are a tool to get new trade deals. And by the way, NAFTA is now called the USMCA. It is better for farmers than it was before. It is a very good deal. And everybody said, don't mess with NAFTA, leave it alone. Da, da, da. Trump said, no, I'm blowing it up. He blew it up, and he brought Mexico and Canada to the table. How? Tariffs. And the deal's done. And the deal is not law yet. You can't sell more products based on it because Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats don't want to give Trump a win. So it's politically stalled right now. Why are we hollering at her?
I'm hollering at all of them. Once we fool away ag markets, it takes 10 years to recover. We've been down this avenue before in 1980 on the same stupid kind of crap. And we're also battling weather here. We'll be labeled, if this crop fails and it doesn't look very good, next we'll be labeled an unreliable supplier due to no fault of our own. How are we going to get all this back? Brazil's taking the business. They're going to have it all. And we're going to be standing on the sideline.
Well,
it's a long
Jeff,
time to get over this.
It's a very dark cloud you have hanging over you right now. I hope that's a scenario that's not the, as you describe it. We'll see if others agree with you, and I appreciate your opinion. Greg in Bismarck, you're next in What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Greg.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. I want to change the subject just a little bit, if I can. My full name is Greg Larson. I live in Bismarck, so there's no secrets. Todd Mitchell knows me well, and I want to call about Battle of the Badges, which is going on in Bismarck. It's a blood drive competition between the firefighters and the police department to collect blood that's needed and would be sent throughout the state. And briefly, my story is when my daughter was born, she had an autoimmune disease that was self-destroying her blood. She had to have four transfusions where they completely flushed her system and put in new blood. We were told she wouldn't survive. And we were told that the hospital ran out of blood. And the blood bank there, which is Blood Services, and I can't remember their new name right now offhand, called people in at 2 o'clock in the morning, got the blood, got it processed, got it treated, and got it to the hospital, and that saved her life. She's now a productive person in Bismarck with a son and a daughter, and that wouldn't have happened if Blood Services wouldn't have gone the extra mile, and that happens all over the world with all, you know, not just Blood Services. But until you're told that as a new parent, you cannot describe the gut wrench it is when someone says, your daughter will die because we can't supply the blood. So,
no kidding.
Not for
what
me,
a great story.
Not,
what a great story. Yeah.
Well, and not for me and not for my daughter, but there's another kid just like that right now that needs blood.
No, great
and
point.
Oh,
so I just
so
want
many.
To encourage people to do that because it's so easy.
Noon till 7, Kirkwood Mall.
Thanks.
We'll be there again tomorrow. It's going on today and tomorrow. Once you might, powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. New HDs. More arrived yesterday. They got to get me out there to check out the new tailgate and stuff. Check yours out, Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Or What's Your Mind is on the way.
North Dakota's number one hot tub, Hot Spring, for a reason. Vince is here from Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too. Why is Hot Spring that much better?
It's the absolute best ownership experience. For 43 years, we've been doing three things better than anybody else, and it's better massage, better water, better energy, and those are the things that really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not at all. And we want you to use these products because of the wellness aspect, and you're better, where you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. You should want to use it too, and we're making it easy right now to get into a Hot Spring hot tub with easy financing, 5 years, no interest, no payments, and don't make your first payment until 2020.
What a deal that is, and I know we love it. 20 minutes a night, absolutely a game changer, a great addition to just your overall life, to be able to have a little time to decompress for the day. It's fantastic. You'll love it too. Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Millions of people along the southeast coast from Florida up to the Carolinas have been ordered to evacuate coastal areas ahead of now Category 2 Hurricane Dorian. U.S. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina says people need to take these evacuation orders seriously.
One of the things I've been saying is that complacency leads to catastrophes, not only for you, but for the emergency responders that will be charged with the responsibility of coming to get you. If you are in a mandatory evacuation area, leave.
Scott speaking there to Fox News. The National Hurricane Center still warning of life-threatening storm surge and dangerous winds across the coasts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas over the next few days. Hong Kong's leader announcing the formal withdrawal of a controversial extradition bill. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your mind? Back in Dallas, Texas, we're at Energy Transfer today. I want to tell you about our friends at Oasis Petroleum. You know, that North Dakota spirit is just finding a way. It's just about finding a way and going right into the storm. You know, like law enforcement, right? First responders. They go into the storm. Everybody else goes away. And that be the buffalo spirit, because the buffalo is the one made this up. The buffalo is the one who goes into the storm, so that be the buffalo spirit that the folks at Oasis Petroleum have is demonstrated on farms and ranches and folks in the Bakken and in every walk of life. And what they want us to do is to ask you to help us celebrate them, to thank them, and to find those people that have that be the buffalo spirit. So if you see something, say something. Call us at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. All right. We continue on What's on Your Mind, 27 before the top of the hour. Lots of fun conversations happening today. And our next one is with the Chief Operating Officer of Energy Transfer, Matt Ramsey. Joins us on the phone today on the road. Matt, how you doing?
Hey, Scott. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good to catch up with you. I asked Matt, because I'm fascinated by this, to just give me a handful of numbers that are out there to really demonstrate the value of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Because really that's what we ought to pay attention to. Say, okay, now, is this project a good idea or a bad idea? What will it contribute to the state of North Dakota? Yes, it gets a lot of oil to market and to different markets, and to have the flexibility there is incredible. Kelsey talked earlier about a $6 differential delta that has come along. But how about county by county? How about the entire state? What kind of tax revenue comes from a project you don't see for the most part that's under the ground? What kind of taxes do these pipelines pay, first of all? What kind of taxes did Dakota Access Pipeline pay, Matt?
Well, Scott, on a county-by-county basis, I went back and looked at the numbers for calendar year 2018. And so I'll just run down there. It's the total ad valorem tax for 2018 was $7,536,000. County by county, Dunn County, $653,000, Emmons County, $748,000, McKenzie County, $1,520,000, Mercer County, $511,000, Morton County, $1,264,000, Montrail County, $658,000, and Williams County, $2,179,000. And that's ad valorem taxes alone.
They're property taxes.
Property taxes.
Sales taxes,
and give you some other numbers. Sales taxes, since 2015 through 18, the North Dakota sales tax has been a little over $11 million. The North Dakota property, bad forum taxes you just spoke of, from 15 through 18 has been $12,700,000. And the estimated ad valorem taxes for 2019 alone for North Dakota is $6,750,000. And let's not lose sight of the fact that this not only a North Dakota pipeline, this pipeline traverses four states. And so, you know, there's tax revenues from Dakota Access Pipeline only coming in North Dakota, but also South Dakota, Illinois, and Iowa.
Yeah, so, I mean, some of these counties, that's some big revenue when you compare it to, you know, any other kind of infrastructure project that's out there. It's generating significant revenue. You went, county by county, but just think of that impact. I think sometimes we lose sight of that, right? It's a project that, okay, it's going to cost $4 billion. It's another billion to expand it, but, the sales tax is paid, the property tax is paid, we could even do some gymnastics and say, okay, because of the Dakota Access Pipeline, the price of oil is without that transportation discount anymore. What does that add? You know, how many more barrels now produced? How many more rigs? And how much are you getting without that transportation discount? That's another number that belongs in there, right, Matt?
Absolutely, and that does not include things such as the royalty revenues that are going out into, the mineral owners in the state of North Dakota. And so there are so many things that come off those. These are just ad valorem taxes, but obviously the number of jobs that have been created, the amount of sales tax revenue, for instance, that's created, hotel revenues that are created. There's lots of other things that go way beyond just the ad valorem taxes. But you can look directly at those ad valorem taxes. Like I say, when you look at it on a county-by-county basis, that's a lot of money.
You're using a term I've not heard of before. I know we're talking about the same thing in property taxes, but what does that stand for? What does that mean?
What do you mean when I say the property taxes?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're saying the same thing. I call them property taxes. You're calling ad norm. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm sorry. I'm calling them ad valorem taxes.
That's the property
exactly
tax, right?
The same thing as a property tax. That's exactly right.
Right. Yeah. I just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing.
You look at the Dakota Access Pipeline in and of itself, when you look at it beyond just the state of North Dakota, when you look at it kind of globally across all the states, Dakota Access Pipeline has paid, since 2018, they've paid $39 million in property taxes. We'll pay approximately $40 million in property taxes just in 2019 alone. And, we've applied for an expansion of the Dakota Access Pipeline, which is not going to require that we lay any new mainline pipe, but rather we put in pump station to increase the capacity of the throughput of the pipeline. And so that, again, will generate millions of dollars worth of additional taxes that can be used by these counties and to support schools and hospitals and emergency services and everything else that is a part of the day-to-day lives of the citizens of North Dakota.
But I don't think that the average citizen and fellow taxpayer grasps it that, that's always there. That, when we say yes to a pipeline in the ground, that you're paying that, continuously. I mean, I don't know that the industry gets enough credit for that, Matt. Do you agree?
I agree completely, Scott. I mean, the producers, let's face it, North Dakota, like Texas, oil and gas production is a central industry to our state. And I would say this without knowing factually if it's true in North Dakota, but I would assume that you know, right there with agriculture, that, that oil and gas is probably the largest industry in the state of North Dakota. I may be wrong, but I think I'm right. And, you know, if you look at the Williston Basin and you look at what's happened in the Bakken, you're setting record production levels up there right now. I think about 1.4 million barrels of oil daily is about where we are right now. That's up significantly since Dakota Access Pipeline was put into service. And I think you're producing, in addition to that, you know, about 2.5 billion cubic feet of natural gas a day, too. So production is up in that basin. And, you know, while that's a lot of production, there's, you know, a lot of royalties that are coming out of that, a lot of jobs that are coming out of that, that dwarf what's going on with the pipeline itself. I'm talking about the industry as a whole.
Matt Ramsey is with us, Chief Operating Officer of Energy Transfer, today on What's on Your Mind. We're talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline today for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, I think that obviously the significance of this project and everything else are newsworthy, but also this pipeline is about to expand its capacity. And coming up on November 13th, there'll be a hearing about this. We'll be attending that, talking more about that as we get closer to it, encouraging others to as well to have more of the same, because the capacity would double, which would obviously mean more of everything. You've been up in North Dakota recently. Talk a little bit about you know, what it takes to expand this pipeline.
Well, it's really rather simple. You know, the pipeline that we put in place up there was built for this expansion when needed. And what you do in the pipeline industry is you go out as you see, or you think you see, the necessity for additional volumes. Because right now we're at our fully permitted capacity of about 570,000 barrels a day. And so we go out with what's called an open season. We had a little bit of capacity left. We went out. It was immediately taken up, and we went into a second open season, which we're in the process of going through right now, at which point in time we'll know how much demand we have for additional barrels. But if you just kind of think about those numbers I talked about earlier, if we're producing about 1.4 million barrels a day and Dakota Access is moving about 550,000 to 570,000 barrels a day now, we can almost double the capacity of the pipeline. We do that with really two things. We do that with horsepower. So basically we add pump stations along the main line. And one of those will be in North Dakota. So we'll add to our existing pump stations that are already there, and then we'll be buying new pieces of property. In fact, we're already doing that because we have to have those properties bought in order for us to go get the permits that are necessary to put the additional pumps in. So it's really just the addition of pumps. So horsepower, we will not increase the pressure of the pipeline by doing this. But we will increase the throughput of the pipeline by doing this. And so it's a great project for state of North Dakota. Again, it'll generate more tax revenues. It's a great project for the producers because those price differentials that you talked about between transporting a barrel of oil on a pipeline versus transporting it by rail or truck are significant. And those dollars, frankly, go right back into the pockets of the producers. And those producers turn around and take those dollars and put them right back into the ground and drill additional wells and produce more revenue for the state of North Dakota.
Take a short break. Come back. I want to talk a little bit about whether or not we might see increased rigs, increased drilling as a result of the extra capacity here with Matt Ramsey from Energy Transfer. Stay tuned. We're brought to you today by MyPillow. Right now, my friend Michael Lindell, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow, said, you know what? Your listeners are the best. Give them great discounts, Scott. Send them to MyPillow.com. Click on Radio Listener Specials and get up to 50% off, like the Body Pillow for $29.99. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Mineral owners, is your mineral management complex? Mineral Tracker makes it simple. Mineral Tracker provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to manage their royalty income. Our self-audit feature makes checking your revenue statement's accuracy a breeze. And our map is top-notch, letting you stay on top of all the oil drilling activity on and around your asset. Plus, you can plan your future better using our income projections for your unique portfolio. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Traverse County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Haig, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Piper's.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
On your mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Last segment, where'd this show go? Wow, quick. From Energy Transfer in Dallas, Texas today. Don't forget, we're at Big Iron next week. I'll be in Watford City soon for the North Dakota Petroleum Council meeting starting on the 17th. And lots more. Washington, D.C. later in the month. Husk Fest later in the month. So lots of travel this month. Lots of fun. Having a great time. Brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council today on What's on Your Mind. Talk about numbers. Holy man. 465.9 barrels. 861.2 billion cubic feet of gas produced last year alone. Average daily production, of course, has been about 1.2 million, 1.3 million. Continues to go up. 2.3 MCF of gas, and so the production is happening, and of course it's happening in 16 different counties of oil and natural gas exploration. Pretty amazing what is happening right now, and of course the North Dakota Petroleum Council wants you to be at the annual meeting, Watford City, So get that on your calendars. Details at ndoil.org. Back with Matt Ramsey on the program. So before the break, I was just going to quickly ask you, do you think when Dakota Access Pipeline expands, doubles in production, that like last time, you'll see more rigs, more activity as a result of more capacity to take away?
Absolutely. I think you'll see it. The oil and gas producer is looks at everything just like we all do in our businesses of what makes economic sense. And so the delta between transporting a barrel of oil on in the safest and most efficient way, which is the pipeline, is there's a pretty significant difference between transporting it on a pipeline as opposed to transporting it on a truck or on rail. And so, as I spoke of this issue earlier, that delta goes right into the producer's pocket. And so it's not unlike just an increase in the price of that he's getting for a barrel of oil. And so with that, it'll make his economics better. And I think that probably you'll see an increase in the number of drilling rigs and you'll continue to set records up there for oil production as a result of this expansion.
Listener wanted me to ask you time-wise. Can you ask when the project will be completed and up and running?
I think completed and up and running right now, we've got it designated for the third quarter of 2020 is where we have it pinpointed for right now. I think that's right. Late 2020 is where what I've seen.
Texas says, as a family that owns around 45 oil wells in McKenzie and Williams County, we also have the mineral rights. Never get any credit for the tax revenue we provide for the citizens of North Dakota. They just have their hands out for free handouts. Well, I tell you, one half of all the taxes generated in North Dakota come from oil and gas-related revenue. One half. So there are a lot of hands out. There's no doubt about that. And I do think that it is very important. That's why I spent a lot of time on reminding people this is a pipeline project that was controversial. Now it runs without controversy, thankfully, and it's being doubled because it's done so much for the oil and gas industry, right? It gets their products to market. They have choices. The discount goes away, and it generates revenue. Well, gosh, you should know that. I mean, she's part of the equation. I mean, because everybody's quick to carp. Not everybody, but a good chunk of people are. And I want to ask you a little bit about just the overall regulatory environment in North Dakota. And, you know, there's always some carping amongst people on the left, newspaper editorials. We've lost our moral compass. We let these guys do whatever they want. I mean, is it free reign for your industry? Is there a good balance? What is your take on this?
You know, Scott, being in Texas, we have a friendly atmosphere here for oil and gas exploration, and it's much like the atmosphere in North Dakota. I think it is balanced. We are regulated in North Dakota. Believe me, it is not free will to do whatever we wish up there. And you know, I'm in the state. In fact, I was there 2 weeks ago, walked the pipeline right away down near the Cannonball River. Went all the way up to Johnson's Corner, went through pump stations and plants up there, and I can tell you that everything is in excellent shape. Regularly visited by the auditors up there, regulators up there, and so I think it's balanced. I think the criticism that the regulators have received from the media are unfair. There's a lot of criticism about flaring gas, and no one wants to flare gas. Believe me, these producers do not want to flare gas, but that's temporary. You have to have infrastructure in place in order to produce these wells. And if you don't have it, then it takes a while to get it in, but that's temporary. And I've seen the kind of money that's being spent up there. I think so far there's been something in the neighborhood of $3 billion invested just in processing plants up there alone. And, you know, I think that with the additional capacity that's planned, it's going to be enough to absorb the amount of gas that's being flared. So I think Governor Burton and his team up there do a good job of regulating the industry, and I think the criticism is unfair, frankly.
Matt Ramsey, Chief Operating Officer, Energy Transfer. Thanks a bunch, Matt. Travel safely. We'll talk to you again soon. Look forward to it.
Scott, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure. I appreciate it.
You as well. Hey, I forgot to tell you about the Wednesday Wheels deal. 2019 Chevy Tahoe for $50,756. Great deal today only if you mention the flag.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.